The WHO World Malaria Report was officially launched in Monrovia, the capital of Liberia, by the country's president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who chairs the African Leaders Malaria Alliance. Hiroki Nakatami, WHO's Assistant Director General dealing with HIV/AIDS, TB, malaria, and neglected tropical diseases, explains the importance of launching the report in Liberia.
Malaria is very important global development agenda. That's why we thought engagement of herself is very important. And also, the theme of this report is funding gaps. And in order to narrow funding gap, commitment of our countries are very important, particularly most affected continent, Africa. That's why this year's launch was done in Monrovia, Liberia.
Dr. Richard Chibulskis, lead author of the report, says it has mixed messages about global efforts against malaria. On the positive side, he says over the last 10 years, 1.1 million deaths from malaria have been averted, the majority of those in the 10 countries with the highest burden of the disease.
50 countries are on track to achieve international targets of reducing malaria case incidence by 75% by 2015. That's 50 of 99 countries with ongoing transmission. That's a huge achievement for those countries and partners supporting them. Another positive sign has been large increases in the number of rapid diagnostic tests delivered to countries and the number of artemisinin combination therapies delivered. That means more people are getting a diagnostic test, more people are getting treated with the most effective malaria medicines.
However, Dr. Chibulskis warns that the progress made in combating malaria may be reversed by diminishing funding.
In 2011, we estimate there were $2.3 billion available for malaria control. That falls very far short of the $5.1 billion required to achieve universal coverage with malaria interventions. Another worrying sign is in 2012, only 66 million bed nets were delivered to sub-Saharan Africa. That's lower than 2011 and lower than 2010 when 145 million were delivered. So if we don't scale up vector control activities in 2013, we can expect major resurgences of malaria.
Global efforts against malaria are coordinated by the Rollback Malaria Partnership, made up of over 500 partners from the private and public sectors, non-governmental organizations, research and academia, as well as donors. Its executive director, Dr. Fatoumata Nafo Traoré, says that at its board meeting last week, the partnership issued a call to help 8 countries, mainly in Africa, which will face what she calls a huge financial crisis in their anti-malaria efforts in 2013.
What we will be doing as a partnership is to ensure that all together we are supporting resource mobilization through advocacy at country level to ensure that domestic resources to malaria control is increased. We have also to look for innovative funding mechanisms, including a malaria bond, including bringing new funding partners.
One example of mobilizing additional funding for anti-malaria efforts is an initiative taken by Australia.
We were happy to see that Australia this year organized a malaria summit in Sydney and committed additional resources that will bring a little bit the financial gap, but it will not be sufficient to cover the gap that is estimated today to be $2.8 billion per year up to 2020. Currently, the need for malaria control intervention is estimated to $5.1 billion per year.
The World Malaria Report 2012 summarizes information received from 99 countries with ongoing transmission and other sources, and updates the analyses presented in the 2011 report. Derek Mbata, United Nations.